Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, it's therapy time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. It's Friday at noon. It's time for you to release. Maybe you've had something pent up all week about something or someone that you want to get off your chest. You want to get out there, and we want you to feel better heading into the weekend. And the best one will get a $25 gift card to Subway. That's a nice little deal, right? That's a nice meal for somebody, for a family, a $25 gift card to Subway. But you have to participate. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. Text or call in to participate in today's You Just Made the List. At the bottom of the hour, we will talk to... And I just drew blanks.
Dan Shonka.
I completely drew a blank. Dan Shonka from Arrowhead Scouting Service at 12:30. But right now we want to get you involved. Does anybody feel passionate enough to jump out there and be first?
I can go.
I can't.
Oh, go, Willie.
Well, first off, let me read this quickly from John Orand from the – I think it's the Sports Business Journal that he writes for, but he's off and on with Richard Deitch on the podcast. He's a ratings expert. The NFL draft overnight numbers show a strong start with ratings falling after 9 o'clock Eastern time, so 8 o'clock our time. These are just overnights, not final numbers. The 8 to 8:30, 12.1 rating growing to a 12.6 at 8:30. At 9 o'clock, 11.9, and then it drops every half hour, 11.3, 10.3, 9.4, 8.3. Now we get to 11:30 Eastern time, 7.2. Midnight to 12:15 a.m., 6.2. So pretty strong ratings,
yeah.
I would say. That's pretty high.
You said those are the Eastern times. Yeah, so 11:15 was its lowest rated. And it was still a 6-2, is that right?
Yeah.
And a 15 share, man. Well, so, you know, we're not surprised,
well,
right?
26 share at 8 o'clock, 22 at 8:30, 21 at 9, you know, for the top picks, those are pretty big.
Those are huge numbers, yeah.
As we expected,
yep.
Right?
No doubt.
All right, so on the list... You know, when you're in a grocery store and, you know, here we are several weeks into this routine, right? And you have, even on the PA system, the person saying, hey, let's maintain social distancing, let's be safe. I mean, they're saying all the things on the PA. And you still have some people, even some families who are there as a group. Why are you there as a group? That's another thing. If you got to be, I guess you got to be. But, and you're not paying any attention to anything. Have you not been listening to anything, even the person on the loudspeaker talking right at the moment, you know, blocking the traffic in the lanes at the grocery store, no masks, you know, just not conscious. You know, let's just be conscious. There's still those people out there, and I just shake my head, and I'm like, have you been listening to anything anybody's been saying about this stuff? I don't get it, so... I don't know what to do. I don't want to start talking to people in the middle of the grocery store and saying, what are you guys doing? But I kind of had the thought of doing it, right? I mean, what are we doing? You know, the stickers are there. Wait here, right? Wait here. Next person, wait here. 6 feet back. It's right there. It says wait here on it. It's not just a piece of tape. But some people are not paying attention. Come on. Let's go.
Okay.
So all the people that are just still not clued in when you go to the grocery store, I mean, let's be honest. Your heart starts beating a little bit, right? You're mindful.
Did you wear a mask?
You're nervous. Yeah, I wore a bandana.
You wore a bandana. Okay.
I'm going bandana. Yeah.
All right. You're going bandana. What color?
It's a New York Mets bandana.
Oh,
I know you're surprised.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
My mom has a friend that's very creative and into crafts and stuff, and so she made us a bunch of masks, and my mom gave me mine yesterday, and I'm 32 years old, going on 33, but they know I love Batman, so I'm proudly wearing a Batman mask, and I have no shame.
Nice.
You gotta have
my,
some
but
fun.
Like when my very crafty
when you're on
wife
the same path,
made
right?
masks for all of us, and her work paid her to make masks for a ton of people at work. This neighborhood has reached out through our Facebook page, and people have been buying masks from her. She's been making masks on the side for everybody.
That's cool.
So,
nice.
Big thumbs up to Lauren. She is a really nice mask, very comfortable. You know, really good. Well
that's,
done.
That's key. You got to get it. You got to get your go-to, whatever you like. But like when you're, you know, sometimes I see you, Chase. You know, you're an aisle over, and we're kind of heading on the same path. We know we're going to, cross paths soon. We're going to intersect. Mm-hmm. You know, I can pause. I can pause for you to go by, or you pause. But we should make eye contact. Right? We should be thinking the same thing. Let's not bump into each other. Let's not. But some people are just not doing that. So for all those people that are not getting in the game here, this is the
you
this
just
is the
made
new
the
routine.
List.
Let's get with the new norm here.
Yeah.
Get with the program.
Some people are struggling to do that. Before I get to mine,
some people probably want to come up to you and ask why you're wearing a New York Mets.
Well, yeah. Well, that should keep them away from me, right? No. They should be safe. Mets. I don't want to get near that guy.
Have you guys seen the one that's circulating out there? Of here's the mask that's really going to keep everybody
yes.
social distancing.
Yes,
the guy with the underwear on his head and
with the racing,
it's got, it's got
the
some
racing
markings.
Stripe.
It's got some
skid mark. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
I
guess you've
seen
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty funny. Speaking of racing, I do want to throw this update out there real quick. NASCAR appears to be close to returning. May 24th was a date thrown out there, but now with states relaxing some rules that could allow them to come back, the latest schedule that I'm seeing, May 17th, they return to racing at the Darlington Raceway and then go to Charlotte for a 400-mile race on May 20th. And then run the Coke 600 at Charlotte on the 24th, and then go to Bristol on the 27th. What is significant about being able to do those things so close together? All those tracks have lights. Could be prime time, and NASCAR could have a grand opportunity to be back racing and for made for TV. So that could be good. Now tonight,
someone's been saying that for a while on the show.
We both have, to be honest. But yes, you're right. You have.
I said NASCAR should be the most aggressive.
Yeah, and it sounds like that they're close to doing it, because if they end up coming back May 17th, if you're not counting wrestling, I mean, they'd be the first. So we'll see what UFC does. We'll see what Dana does. But NASCAR could definitely be the first. Now to my You Just Made the List. This actually happened yesterday. And we've brought up on this show that you got to be patient during this time with different businesses. But at some point, You have to be mad. I mean, there's, I'll give you some wiggle room on some things, but then, you know, come on, you just got to get your stuff together. So, yesterday, go to Target, and we did the order ahead, and you know, was helping mom out, going to pick things up for her, and they had said, all right, your order will be ready in, you know, an hour or so, and ended up waiting a little longer. It was about 3 hours. Get there, it's not ready. And they haven't even started on it. And I'm like, okay, again, understand patience during this time, but you've been given plenty of time to get this order together. And I'm trying to do the right thing by picking it up and ordering ahead so you're not in the store very long and wandering around. Ended up having to wait around and finally just gave up. And then, of course, you know what happens as soon as I got home.
You got the email or the text that said your order's ready.
Yes, yes. So very, you know, a little annoyed by that, but is what it is on that, but I'm still putting Target on the list.
Okay.
You just made the list.
I've got to be honest. I really don't have anything. I don't. I mean, COVID-19, you're on the list. You suck. Go away. Never come back. I think what I have
it's
to
all
do
your
is
fault.
It is all your fault. Damn pandemic. I'm going to put myself on the list because I'm not very handy, and this is the time for when you need to be handy and you should get some things done around the house that typically you're not unable to do because you just don't have the time. And now I have the time, but I'm just not very handy. And so I'm going to kind of put myself on the list because I suck at, you know, things around the house. Like when it comes to like projects, I can do certain things, but I mean like real projects, like I just can't do. And that, you know, this is when I need that skill set and I don't have that skill set. Like, for example, like we built our house 12 years ago and we had the original garbage disposal on there and it finally started cracking and leaking. And so we had a huge problem underneath the sink. And so we had to replace it. And I can't do that. And that's something I should be able to do, and I can't. I just don't know how to do it and really don't have any desire to do it. And I don't want to watch a YouTube video and figure it out. And so I just wish I was probably a little bit more handy. But it is what it is. So I'm going to put myself on the list.
You just made the list.
All right, that's come back. What?
Well, when all else fails, you can always find a way to put yourself on the list. I've done that many times.
Well, I mean, we could get a lot more done around here if I could do a lot more, if I had that skill set. I just don't have that skill set. Never have. So, yeah, that's what it is. I can paint. I'm a good painter. I can do stuff like that. Like, there's certain projects I can do. But, you know, that's something probably a lot of people can probably do, right? They could tackle changing out their garbage disposal and putting in a new one. I would say I have a lot of faith that probably a lot of our listeners can do that. The fact that I can't is pretty embarrassing, and I probably deserve to go on the list. So there you go. We'll come back. We'll find out who or what you want to put on the list on the other side. 615-737-1025. Your calls and texts next. All right, who or what is on your list? 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Call in or text. The best one, $25 gift card to Subway. Dan Chonka, Our Lad Scouting Service at the bottom of the hour. Mad props to Corbs. Tim Corbin today on Outside the Lines. How about that? Very cool piece on what he has been doing, putting out baseball cards of medical personnel. It's really cool. And so big props to Tim Corbin and for the great work that he does. Not only is he a great baseball coach, the great work he does in our community. So just wanted to pass that along. Right now, though, we want to find out what's bothered you. Who or what is on your list? Let's start things off with Nate. Nate, get us going.
Guys, who are on my list today are just humans in general. I have no faith that a lot of people aren't just going to run out when the all clear is basically given to where you can go to bars and restaurants, just run out and just have this big old party. I really have no faith in that. With the pandemic probably coming back or just having a second wave of it after, you know, everybody jumps out, screams for joy, partying and everything. So all humans in general, I have no faith. You're on the list.
Okay.
You just made the list.
So you don't even want it to play out. You're already anticipating that's what's going to happen.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not even going to be going out for a couple of months. The only thing I'm going to do is if I end up, you know, actually going back to work, because right now I'm working from home. And then, you know, I'll go pick up food. But other than that, and, you know, do a little bit of wedding planning, like trying to find venues and stuff. Other than that, I'm not going out for a few months because I really don't want to be part of it coming back.
I'm taking it you don't want to be a part of this, because I was going to rent a van this weekend, invite everybody to go to Atlanta with me, and we could go get our hair done and get it, you know, a massage.
Well, I don't know that you'd be able to get your hair done.
I know a club in Atlanta that's kind of fun.
Because you said a couple of days ago that if you're not a regular, you won't be able to go get your hair done.
Well, that's, you know, down in Atlanta, I know people, so I'm just saying that maybe I can make that happen. So you don't want to be a part of that, I'm assuming.
No, no, especially since Atlanta's just going full force opening. Not really wanting to do that.
Well, it's so the state of Georgia is what it is. It's not just Atlanta. But what's weird is they've opened the businesses, right? But there's still a stay-at-home order until May 1st. So tell me what you do.
Yeah, a little bit odd down there.
I tell you
it's
what you do.
It's a little odd. It's a little odd down there, yes.
Nate, just go to the liquor store, get you some Jaeger, and just chill at the house.
Ooh, hey, man, that's what I've been doing.
I know you like the Jaeger. So.
Jaeger? That's your drink, Jaeger?
No, it's not. It's not. I just, at that time, that's what I decided for.
Thank you, Nate, as always. You have a great weekend.
You too.
I'll cross you off the list to go to Atlanta with us. Chase, you in? You always like to go to Atlanta. You want to go get some haircuts, get a massage, we could get a pedi.
Like I said, there's a
– get a manicure, pedicure. You want to do that?
Yeah, that's fine. I hear there's a cool club in Atlanta we could check out, so let's do that.
Is that club open?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's a lot of things open. I don't think that club is open.
I hope not.
We've invited Willie to that club before, but he passed.
I've heard that story. It's one of my favorites.
Pass, yeah.
His wife would have gone, but he didn't want to go.
Let's see. Let's go to Greg.
Awkward silence on line two. Welcome in, awkward silence. Greg, you're up next.
Hi.
Who or what is on your list?
Yeah, that's a great segue.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was a little. Go ahead.
Hey. That's what the Motley Crue song's for, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway, who is on my list are the newly minted health and social distancing experts who got their degree from Twitter U, who like to sit there and argue that since the infection rate and the death rate is not as high as projected before we started social distancing, that we should defend all social distancing.
Okay.
And I'm just like, you need to use your common sense. It's low because we were social distancing, not because, we overreacted. Use common sense. 2 + 2 is not Thomas Jefferson. Use common sense. I work with a person like that, and at least 3 times this week, I've had an argument with him that the numbers are so low because we social distance, and as soon as we stop, we're going to see a spike.
Yeah, and there's more testing too. So,
I mean, there's some
remote counties where they say, well, there's nobody that has been. There's no reported cases. Well, how many people have been tested in those counties? That's a huge part of the question, right? That I don't know that we always get.
Well, there are some counties that people don't leave anyway, so, I mean, they might be right.
And I get people want to go out. I mean, I'm kind of an introvert, so the only time I really go out of the house is to go to Predator games anyway, but even I'm getting a little cooped up, but I understand the need for it. And when it's safe to go out, I will probably go out.
Well, here's what I would say to that, right? I think we're all in a place where, hey, as soon as we're ready to go, let's go. But if you're that person that's saying open things up and we need to get going, we got to get businesses going, I understand that. But you also better be the first person that is trying to direct traffic and have people social distancing when you're out there, right? You can't just say open it up and then not be conscious of these things. That's why I was putting the people on the list in the grocery store, because if not enough people know, then you've got to do it. We got to do it right, or else we will see another spike.
I was at Lowe's this week. Same exact thing you were describing.
So, safe to say I should cross you off the list to go to Atlanta with us this weekend?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not that neat of a haircut.
Okay. All right.
I know one thing.
Just trying to help people out. Chase described to us last night in a group text that he's starting to trend toward Ben Roethlisberger. So I figured he was in need of something, a trim.
Yeah, Ben, for that beard he's got going, needs a weed whacker.
Ben looks like he's been Big Ben looks like he's been in the woods for the last 2 years. And I'm not even sure living in a cabin, maybe a tent.
Or just under a tree.
Or under a tree. Something like that. In a patch of berries.
To your point, and I'll say this, there are some people that I know and I like a lot, but they're going to be so bad at social distancing, I'm not even going to answer the phone when they call. That's how close they're going to get.
Mm. Greg, have a great weekend. Thanks for the call.
I got one more. There was a picture from one of the rallies that came out this week, from last weekend, of a person holding a sign that said, "Sacrifice the weak, reopen Tennessee." That person's on the list, too.
Okay. All right. Oh, hope you feel better.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that goes without saying. Some people. Right, that just goes without saying. Restaurants across Tennessee, not including Nashville, will be allowed to reopen on Monday at half occupancy, according to Governor Bill Lee. Just saw that a couple minutes ago. Restaurants across Tennessee, not including Nashville, will be allowed to reopen on Monday at half occupancy.
Well, that's good for you.
And that is good. That is according to Governor Bill Lee. Yeah, for where I am.
But now what's going to happen is, you know, everybody in Nashville is going to come hang out with you.
Willie, sucks to be you. Sorry, man. By the way, I meant to send you something, and my bad. Let me see if I've got it here quickly before you tell everybody about Lee Company. Where is this? I meant to send it to you this week. This is my bad. You would want to see this, and I'm going to – oh, here we go. Here we go. Did you know that on Wednesdays that Five Points Pizza has been just giving out free pizza? Courtesy of Project 615?
I was
that,
not.
That I, silence I have... tells me you're going, what?
No, well, we've been going to Five Points and picking up pizza at least once a week. That's one of our go-to spots, and it's, you know, real close to where we live. So it's a great spot. It's one of the best in the city, I think.
They're handing out free slices of pizza. Well, they did it on Wednesday. A huge slice of pizza. They were doing that on Wednesday, and like I said, that was in conjunction with Project 615. So
good for them. Of course, they're right in the middle of the tornado area that got ravaged. You know, you guys have been to Boomba's right around the corner from Five Points. There's still a lot of businesses that are still trying to repair little by little along with the neighborhood around it. So it's, you know, there's a lot of people working really hard throughout this whole thing, and it's not easy. So it's been a rough time for sure. So great gesture.
Gosh, what a jerk move by me. I put me on there again, telling you about free pizza on Wednesday when it's Friday. Gosh, what a jerk move. Willie, yeah, tell us about Lee Company.
I'll tell you about Lee Company. Yeah, let's talk about it. 615-567-1000 is the phone number to call. General maintenance. Darren was talking about his lack of handyman skills, where Lee Company can pick you up there. They've got the general maintenance department, whether you're at home or at work. And so in the coming weeks, months, as some people get back into the workplace, you know, that can be something that Lee Company helps you with. I've been saying this now for years. The message is still the same. General maintenance at home or at work. You can call 615-567-1000, or you can make an online appointment at leecompany.com, and they will come out and take care of you. They do an outstanding job. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you. And Lee Company is a proud sponsor of Nashville Predators hockey.
Round one in the books, NFL virtual draft, back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Friday afternoon. ESPN 102.5, The Game. We say hello to our good friend Dan Chonka, our lad scouting service. He's on the line. Dan, how you doing?
Real good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. So what did you make of the unknown, right? We got to see a little bit of the unknown. We'll get more of the unknown today with rounds two and three, but what did you make of round one in a virtual draft?
Well, you know, I was very pleased how it came off. You know, there was very few, noticeable glitches, I guess. And but you know, I thought the teams, they had their ducks in a row, and things, you know, started rolling off really fine. And then about, I guess about pick anywhere between pick 18 and 20, people started kind of grab bagging a little bit, or teams, you know, started maybe not going necessarily for the best player, but sometimes a scheme fit or a big need. And but, you know, for the most part, I thought people, you know, took players that were worth that level where they were taken.
Who did you really like in what they did last night, and who did you think was maybe one of those reaches?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Minnesota, I thought, did a pretty nice job, basically, because they got Jefferson, one of the top running, or excuse me, top receivers at 22, and, you know, that was a really good move. And then, you know, I thought San Francisco did a nice job of picking up two players that are going to start for them, you know, I think right away. So they were, I think they're in that mix. But, you know, hey, Cincinnati had one pick. They got the guy they wanted. That's, you know, I think, you know, on through. I question the Jets taking Becton. He's one of the top four tackles, and in my mind, he was fourth. I think Becton's got, you know, a lot of rough edge to him that they could have not had any problems if they took a guy named Tristan Wirfs, who's a better overall player. But, you know, like, I guess that they just want some big guy that they got to spend a lot of time with. But, you know, you know, the receivers, I knew Ruggs was going to probably end up going to – I've been in too many draft meetings with John Gruden, and Gruden, you know, if somebody's got – somebody else on some other team's got something he doesn't have, you know, he's like a little kid, he wants it. And so he saw that speed that Kansas City had. So, hey, I'm going to take Ruggs, you know. We'll teach him everything Judy can do, except he's faster doing it, you know. So, but anyway, I thought really I was kind of surprised. I liked the first pick about Las Vegas, what they did, but I thought Arnett was a reach they could have gotten in the second round.
What did you make of Kansas City wrapping up the first round with the first running back selected in Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU?
Yeah, I mean, he was our fourth best running back, I think that I know what Andy thought. Andy is thinking, you know, here's another Westbrook, and I was in Philly when we drafted Westbrook, but Westbrook had explosive speed, whereas Clyde Edwards-Helaire is more of a bender, weaver, good vision. He didn't run that well. You know, he ran in the 4.6s at the combine, plus he's 5'7", but he's a very powerful guy. But I thought that was a reach, too, at 32 when he could have got probably a better back.
What did you make of what the Titans did at 29? We were wondering if they were going to try to trade out. They stayed with it, and they took a big, and I mean big, offensive lineman, Jack Conklin's replacement at some point, and Isaiah Wilson from Georgia.
Right. It'd be really interesting to see when he's ready to go. I mean, they could throw him in there because he's 6'6", 350 pounds, and he'll get in people's way, but he's got real footwork problems, kind of like a cow on ice, you know. He needs to get those feet squared away because he's very awkward with his feet, top-heavy guy. But he looks the part, you know. If you've seen him now, I mean, he's a huge human being. He's got those long arms, big hands, and sometimes people go overboard on traits rather than a skill. But, you know, he would have been another guy. We had him top of the third round, and he would have been easily there, you know, certainly after late in the first round. But I guess if they couldn't back out of there and go for another position, sometimes you got to take the best player. You know, you don't want to get stuck, and he certainly wouldn't have been the best player at that position.
A lot of people, Dan, around here thought that they were going to maybe go corner, and a guy like Jeff Gladney from TCU, who went two picks later to Minnesota, was a guy that was being tossed around a lot in this market. What did you think of him going into the draft? How high were you guys on Gladney?
He was one of those, you know, in our second tier of cornerbacks. you know, he's a very athletic, competitive, speedy guy. He can play in the slot. Obviously, he's got, you know, in that league, the Big 12, they get a lot of that's all they see week in and week out are passing offenses. And so he's faced some pretty decent wide receivers. And so, you know, he's not a tall guy. He's got pretty good, he's around 195 pounds, good feet. He can track real well, plays the ball well in the air. You know, we still had him in the second round. I thought that there was possibly, you know, some other corners that, you know, teams could have went after. I think that, let's see, who else did I have here that I thought, well, Diggs is still sitting there on the board, you know, and Fulton's still sitting there on the board. Both those guys I thought were but again, scheme, it's according to scheme. Now, if you want a press corner, Diggs has got to be there. You know, I mean, he's got to be your guy. Fulton is a guy that can track you all over the field with really good speed. You'd probably flip a coin maybe on him and Gladney, but we had Fulton rated a little higher.
What did you make of let's talk about somebody in the Titans division. What did you make of what Jacksonville did with C.J. Henderson at number 9?
Well, there's no question he was the second-best corner out there. I mean, he's got size. He's got length. I mean, he can really run. He's an average tackler, a little bit of a toe-cutter type guy, and it will cut your legs out, not a really good wrap tackler. But, I mean, he can cover, you know, about any receiver out there. So that was a real steal for them. And then Chase on, they got, you know, an outside linebacker that can rush the passer and to be a pressure player, an impact player. So I thought Jacksonville did a nice job on their two picks.
That's where I was going next. So you like the Chase on pick?
Absolutely. We thought he'd go to Dallas, you know, but obviously they went with the receiver there when C.D. Lamb was staring him in the face.
Talking to Dan Shanka, going back over the first round from last night. Dan, one more on Isaiah Wilson. I heard your talk about his footwork. I'm curious how much, especially given the fact he's only played 2 years of college football and he's a little younger, how much can that be worked on and developed? Or do you think that will always be something that is a red flag on him?
Well, you know, in the old days before the CBA got so tough, I would say that he could probably be developed and come along at a really good pace. And of course, obviously this year, everything's going to be thrown off. But, you know, before the CBA, these offensive line coaches in the National Football League, I mean, they're workaholics. I mean, they're OCD on getting these guys right. And I think that, you know, if it was available their time, but it's not. And, you know, I mean, the hand placement for Wilson, for instance, it's all over the place. I mean, you got to keep your hands up. You know, he has his hands down, which makes it easier for guys like Chase Young, for instance, to come around the corner and slap your hands down even farther as they go right around you. And he gets them a little wide and awkward and not, you know, he go for the lobster grab instead of a punch. And he doesn't have a very good punch, you know, because a guy that size, you think all he'd have to do is really unload on you, hit that breastplate and knock you back, but he doesn't coordinate his hands and his feet. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, you got the raw material there, but you don't take a raw material guy usually in the first round. You know, those guys usually go in the late second or third round.
So you had him. That, for example, they have a pick late in the second, late in the third tonight. You think he perhaps could have been on the board at either one of those spots, potentially?
Late second. Yeah, late second, I would have said. I don't know. He wouldn't probably – he might not have been there late third because, you know, we need tackles in the league, and obviously he's a big man with long arms, which all the offensive line coaches like. He's got that girth and that thick lower body that, you know, so he's got a lot of raw things, but he's just not really tech. I mean, he's a long way from technique sound.
What were your thoughts on what Tampa did to move up the one slot to get the tackle that they were looking for there And what do you think of Tampa's roster now? They're trying to win right now. There's no question. When you make the move for Gronk and you've got Brady, it's time to do it in a short window here. How fortified are they right now?
Well, I tell you, they're living under a star, man. You get Brady, and all of a sudden Gronkowski wants to come out of, retirement. And then you get he was our top-graded tackle. Worse. I mean, I've seen him, week in and week out at the University of Iowa for 3 years. I saw him even in high school. And, I mean, he's a big, natural athlete that's very smart, understands zone blocking schemes. He'll be a great fit there. And, I mean, he's not a finished product. None of these guys are. They all got work to do, but I mean, he's so athletic and he's been coached. And that's the other thing. A guy like Wirfs and Wills from Alabama, they've been coached in a pro style offense with pro style zone blocking schemes. So they're going to be ahead of a lot of other players. And for, the Jets to say, take a Beckham, or Becton, he's got a long way to go. Plus, he's lazy. I mean, he's a big lazy guy that never did really anything until the new coach staff got in there and kicked him in the behind. Well, I mean, my experience is in the National Football League, you better be a self-motivator. And then I thought it was great last night when the TV stations had on about worse work habits and the way that he, deadlifts and power cleans. I mean, he's one of those super freak athletes out there, and they bypassed them for a guy's, already on step one of the drug. So anyway, that's another story. But I thought the Jets, they could have done better.
But it's the Jets, Dan, so everybody understands, right?
That's true.
We just say bless their heart,
That's right. Hey, keep on keeping on. I tell you, Tampa, I think that, man, when you get to playoff football, you got to have a lot of luck along with, staying away from injuries. And looks like to me Tampa's trying to make their own luck down there.
What about the move by the Packers? How surprised were you and give us your assessment on the rookie?
Yeah, I was really surprised. They could have got him later, and if they didn't, that's too bad. It's not a big loss in our opinion. I mean, he's a developmental quarterback. He could have got somebody else that might end up being better, but I guess only time will tell. But, I mean, they need – I mean, how about helping Aaron Rodgers? You're a playoff team. How about helping – how about getting – you got three running backs sitting there, one in your own state who's one of the top three running backs in the draft, and then – or one top four now that you got Edwards-Helaire, who ends up getting picked. But, then you got, you got receivers galore that you could have your pick, of big, strong, fast receivers, and you take a quarterback, it's not going to play for 2 or 3 years. I mean, that was just a very stupid move by Green Bay, in my humble opinion.
Hmm. As we look ahead, you've got the Titans who, we've got it all circled, in our minds. Corners, defensive line, wide receiver. As you look at their two picks, if they don't move around, what do those positions look like? What's the most bountiful late in the second? And give us your thoughts on who might be a fit.
Well, you're talking about, because since the quote tackle position is already filled, you got to be looking at your corner, right?
Yes.
Corner probably
corner. A corner, running back, receiver, and somebody that can get to the quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no question that there's going to be some receivers there. I mean, I think with only six going in the first round, there's going to be a lot of them going. And I know at 66, at 61, you kind of worry about if somebody's going to be there, but there is going to be a good receiver there. And it may be a guy like Chenault from Colorado, who's really an outstanding receiver that's had a little bit of an injury history this year. They had surgery, and if he's fine, he's in good shape. A guy like Pittman from Southern Cal, you never know. He shouldn't be there, but he could possibly be there. But if not, then you got a really underrated player, like a guy like Peoples Jones from Michigan, who, you know, he didn't have a very active quarterback. I mean, let's face it, you know, Shea Patterson could not get the ball to those guys on any kind of rhythm or timely move, but he's a big athletic guy that can go up after the ball. DuVernay, a slot type receiver, is probably going to be there. A Pro Shea from SMU. You know, Van Johnson from Florida, you know, he could very well be. So I think they're going to be in good shape. They want to go.
What about Mims? What about Mims or Hamler? What do you think of those guys?
I love them both, and I would say they're going to be gone. But, I mean, we had Mims going in the first round to Green Bay, you know, or he could have went to Philadelphia. I mean, he's a very fast receiver with length to him, and he did everything right. I mean, he had an excellent senior year. He got, you know, had a really good, strong Senior Bowl. He's got better and better, and, hey, now all somebody's got to do is pull the trigger on him, but – you know, that being said, now I don't know if he'll be there at 61. He could be if he is, boy. And Hamler, now he had a little bit of an injury history this year. He's a smaller guy. You know, he's like 5'8", but he's very explosive. When he was a freshman, I mean, it was like, man, I can't wait till this guy comes out because he's going to be in the NFL. I mean, he was just outstanding. And for 2 years, he really did some, you know, he made a lot of splash plays, can kick return. He can bring a lot to the table. You know, he backslid just a little bit, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of teams that have both those guys with first round grades on them.
I think the Titans need a speedy receiver. And that's what jumps out to me. Most all these guys had great times, right? They're fast. Even the top big ones, like the 6'2" and 6'3" and 6'4" receivers, all very fast. Fair to say?
Yep. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And hey, they're explosive speed. Mims ran 4.3s and change at the combine, and he played, you know, fast. And that's the other thing. You know, Chenault, he kind of pulled up when he ran his 40, and that, you know, he had a core muscle problem this year. He ended up having surgery, and he's going to be fine. But he's another guy that's got really good speed. He's got size. He's like 6'2", 220, and you know, and so, yeah, Peoples Jones, another, here's a tremendous athlete, and he's sitting there. So DuVernay, he's a Texas State 100-meter champ. You know, I mean, there's a guy that can fly, and, you know, he's about 5'10", 5'11". So, I mean, they're going to be there. So if the Titans want to pull the trigger, they can get one of any size or speed.
All right, last one. What do you think of Claypool from Notre Dame?
Love him. I mean, he's a guy I end up penciling in of the first round, our last mock draft. Big, strong, fast. The only thing is, you know, Nashville might be too warm for him. I think he'd like to be in the middle of Buffalo in a snowstorm because he's a Canadian, you know. So he'd be perfect. I mean, and he might be there. You know, I don't know if a lot of teams out there like him like we do, but, you know, you're talking about a guy at 6'4", 238 pounds. You can stick him in the slot. You can stick him at tight end and run a variety of plays. He's a multi-level receiver. Hey, when he runs the slant patterns, I mean, hey, who's going to cover him? I mean, he's just big and strong. He had really a strong – he just got better and better every year at Notre Dame, and he snatches the ball in his hands. Had a real good Senior Bowl, too, on top of it all against – you know, everybody else that was there. And so, yeah, love him. And he's fast. I mean, he's a legit mid 4.4 guy.
Wow, and he's 6'4 and 238. Yep. Dang.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Oh, if any of those guys you described are there at 61, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the Titans have got to jump on one of those guys.
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be a major run before it's 61, but there's other positions people, you know, are going to have. They're going to start cherry picking. And the other school of thought is a lot of people probably backed off receiver in the first round thinking, hey, I'm going to get that guy in the second round.
Yeah.
So we're going to take this other guy. So I would expect a big run of receivers in the second round, and hopefully, you know, one of those guys would be there for the Titans at 61.
Dan, good stuff as always. Man, you have just talked me into some picks for the final hour of the show. Thanks for doing this as always. You be safe. Continue to be safe. Have a great weekend.
You guys, too. Thank you very much. Nice talking to y'all.
All right. That is Dan Shanka from Our Lad Scouting Service. We will have Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach. We'll head over to West End, talk to him about his big three. When do they go? We'll talk, find out what Coach has been up to start the fourth and final hour of Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.